Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff.
Ebony Marinoff on the left gets the first for the Crows.
And Tomo.
Massive week in football.
Massive show on Triple M.
Sunday morning of Gather Round. Crows fans, great to have your company once again. This is Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff, the six-time All-Australian, three-time premiership player. She told me to say it all. Didn't you, Ebs? You just let me know as soon as you walk in.
Oh, well, no one had told me that until earlier the other day. So, yeah, you've stitched me up there.
Nah, you're going all right, mate. Good to have your company and good to be on board again for Crows Chat.
Oh, yeah, awesome. And what a buzz it's been in Adelaide this week.
Humming, isn't it?
It's crazy. Oh, I think everyone... you know, chatting about the Victorians, the South Australians get another home game, and haven't we put on a show for those Victorians?
No doubt about that. Hey, big show coming up. The whole Gather Round experience has been brilliant, the basically 2.0 of what happened last year. Did you see Isaac Rankin playing the guitar and singing the other night at the Gather Round Spectacular?
Oh, like, unbelievable. And I feel like maybe I have seen on his Instagram, like, that he's played the guitar or it's been a hobby, but, like, wow.
Yep.
Like Australian Idol, like kind of stuff. Like he's genuinely talent.
Yep. We're going to play that out a little bit later on this hour. We're going to talk about Gather Round, obviously. Need a women's update as well about the AFLW. What's going on? We're about 6 weeks out from pre-season. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. And like great news for the women's and the men's. We just signed a new CBA.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, locked and loaded for the next 4 years and have a bit more of a vision. cha-ching, cha-ching. you know, what that looks like and when we start pre-season and things like that. So it's great to have a bit more structure because naturally year by year we don't really know.
Yep.
So now we've got locked in for 4 years as the men. So, yeah, just on a first ever joint CBA for the AFL and AFLW.
I like it, mate. But next, we've got to catch up with Riley Filthorpe. We've got to figure out how that knee's going. We've got to need him back out on the park shortly. So we'll catch up with the great man next.
Crows Chat.
Really, really looking forward to seeing this man back in action. Had a hell of a preseason, building absolutely beautifully. Unfortunately, went down with a knee injury. I was there when that happened. Offy, I was furious. I tell you, he was absolutely flying down at Richmond Oval there. His name's Riley Filthorpe, and the big fella joins us now. Good morning to you, Riley.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Mate, we're going okay. First of all, and best of all, what about you? How are you feeling, mate? You're obviously, you're recovering okay from your knee injury. You'd be about a month into that. Is that right?
Yeah, yep. Had surgery about a month ago. All going pretty well. A bit slow for me, but sort of building back up now, which is nice.
Yeah, Riley, obviously you were flying in pre-season and everyone was buzzing to see how you go. Can you talk us a little bit what you did in the pre-season? Did you do anything differently?
I was going all right, thanks, Duffy, but yeah, it was probably a mix of things. It's sort of my third pre-season, so I sort of knew what to expect and knew what sort of worked for me. I'd done boxing over the off-season, which I found really beneficial. But the biggest one was probably just my body was holding up, and I sort of didn't miss any sessions and was able to train fully. So that probably put me in the best spot to be able to, play. Unfortunately, my body let me down in the end a week before we did play, but... that's probably the biggest one, that I was just in a good spot with my body, which allowed me to sort of train.
You touch on the boxing there, Riley. It seems to be a common theme throughout the week. Obviously, the gathering, which was held with a couple of fights. Is that something a lot of the AFL players are getting into more and more?
Yeah, well, it used to be massive in the programs, but I don't think you have to do it at clubs anymore, so I have to go outside the club to do it. But, I really enjoy it. I think it's helped me a lot. Yeah, I think it's really good.
And I guess when you are back, you'll be working with Riley O'Brien in the ruck. Do you have a preferred position? I think you are such a dominant forward, but when you're around the footy, where would you rather play?
I'm not too fast. I enjoy both. I enjoy up forward, and when that's not going well, I really like going to the ruck and, you know, getting to run around a bit and hopefully get a bit more of the footy. Sort of brings me into the game a bit more. So I'm pretty happy wherever, really, to be honest. I enjoy both.
What about away from the game, Riley? What are we into at the moment? Obviously, you'd be limited with the knee injury, but hobbies, what's going on to take your mind off football?
Yeah, well, golf was my biggest one, and I've lost that as well with the knee, unfortunately. So I've sort of lost everything at the same time. But, I bought a guitar a couple of months ago, so I've sort of been trying to learn to play that a bit, trying to catch ranks.
Oh,
It was incredible the other night. I played with him a bit, and I'm... still a fair way off it, so I'll keep practicing. But Yeah, that's been the main one. And then just, you know, catching up with friends and with family and stuff and trying to, you know, keep myself busy.
Obviously, you play with Ranks back in the day at West Adelaide. Was he a guitarist back then? Because what he was able to do the other night was phenomenal. Like, has he always got the guitar out, or is this a hidden talent that we didn't know about?
No, he's actually played for about 10 years, I think. He started when he was about 12, maybe even more than 10 years. And he started singing about sort of six years ago, I think. I'm still trying to find something he can't do. It's pretty unfair. He could save some talent for the rest of us. Would be nice.
Proper freak, seriously. Now, were you there the other night? I saw the camera went up to see all the Crows boys. Were you there in the flesh? It was quite incredible.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, wow. It was unbelievable. It gave me goosebumps.
Oh.
I can't believe, so brave. So it's pretty cool.
Phil Thorpe and what, Rankin duo in the cuss next gather round? Look out.
Ranky Thorpe,
let's
like
go.
It.
I reckon I'm a fair way off it, but I'll keep practicing.
Beautiful. Riley, thanks so much for your time, mate. Really appreciate an update on you, and we cannot wait to see you humming the back end of season 2024.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
Crows chat. Now, Ebs, time for a bit of an AFLW update. Only 6 weeks away before we get the season started in an official compartment, really, because the pre-season training will be up and going, which we're looking forward to, and the girls are already in training, I'm hearing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard one with us. You naturally got to stay fit for 12 months of the year, and you're only really contracted to train and play for 6 months. But we did just recently sign a new CBA that has us contracted for 12 months of the year.
Okay.
You have to train 6 hours a week in January till May. So contact hours are 6 hours. So, you know, back when I first started playing, it was nothing. Yep. You were at your sample clubs and you were contracted from, you know, the start of preseason to the end of your round. There was no leave as such. There was nothing. So it's ever evolved. And recently we just signed a 4 year deal, which sees us, you know, knowing what we're doing, when we're training, when we're getting paid. It is an interesting space because we, around the AFL all the time, and they're full time and they get their, 6 weeks off?
Roughly about that.
Unless you're in finals and your last day of September. Yep. But yeah, it's just awesome for us girls have a bit more structure to what our season looks like, what our training schedule looks like now that we're getting paid more. Mm. We're going to move into, you know, a full day on a Friday and a half day on a Tuesday. So naturally, you know, last year and the years before, it's all nights, and that life balance, as you can imagine, was probably non-existent for some of the girls who are working full time and have families and such. But no, we're super excited. You know, we head into what is hopefully a really exciting year for our group.
So what about the other girls? Everyone's balancing work as well around what's going on with the new CBA? All the girls are going well?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one because it's a tier system in the women's space. So you have a good maybe 6 girls who could financially live off their football contracts.
Yes.
But there is still such a large gap that have to work because, you know, bills to be paid and mortgages to be paid.
Yeah.
So it's still a very unique situation that everyone on the list is at quite a unique stage of their life or their career or their financial position, which is interesting because you don't really have that a lot in the AFL, and it's probably not known how different it is, but it's moving. And at the end of this next CBA, the minimum wage will be in the 80,000. So it's pretty good. And if you're an 18-year-old coming into the AFLW, you're getting paid 80,000, I think you'd be pretty happy with yourself. I think my first year I was paid 6.5. And
6.5 per game.
Yeah, per game. You wish. But that's, you think about Erin Phillips.
Yep.
First year, she would have been paid $6,500.
It's unbelievable, isn't
and,
it?
And, you know, takes home the women's Brownlow as such and was the absolute goat of that time.
Mm.
But now it's actually becoming, you know, it's a job. And like I said, in 4 years, it will certainly hopefully be a bit more of a full time. A lot of our boys, I think they have a few half days and full days here. But yeah, it's super exciting because it's probably the first year where it's, you know, you're feeling like we've got Doc Clark, who's just moved in to our space full time.
Yeah.
Naturally, he'd been working with the boys in the ruck space, but he's fully committed to our program. We've got a full time development coach now in Courtney Kramer, who's been awesome with the girls, especially with our young girls coming through. So it's been great.
You talk about Erin Phillips there. What's your thoughts on the equivalent of the Brownlow medal to be called the Erin Phillips medal for the best woman in the competition?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I think for me, for Erin, I feel like
Does it need a name though?
Not yet. I'm not quite sure that you can name that 8 years in.
Yep.
One thing that probably tore Erin apart, and that would be fitting, is maybe the Norm Smith, her ability to show up in big games.
Okay.
That probably resembles a bit more. Yep. I think, you know, if you're talking about the women's Brownlow, there's so many, I guess, women's footy advocates like your Debbie Lees of the world, your Daisy Pierce of the world, yep, who've been through that pathway of really making their mark, standing their ground and evolving the Victorian League, and Courtney Cramie in Adelaide. Like, there's definitely pioneers of women's sport that have helped AFLW get to where it is. Not to say Erin didn't, because, you know, she couldn't of play course. Footy no more ended up in the WNBA in basketball. But I feel like I'm not quite sure that the whole history around the Brownlow medal, but I'd love to see that take its time and make sure that it's thoroughly thought through.
So what I'm saying here is, when you retire in 10 years, call it the Ebony Marinoff. That's what you want, isn't it?
I don't think, I mean,
the Noffy.
Hatch and I, we've had a few seconds and thirds in our time, but as you can imagine, just watching AFL when you've got, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 handy players, you're stealing votes off each other. So not sure that will be the Ebony Marinoff.
Maybe one day, mate. But thank you for the update, for sure. And fingers crossed, everyone's up and running in 6 weeks' time.
Can't wait to get stuck into it.
Gather Round is upon us here at Triple M, and we're having a whole heap of fun about it. All started last Tuesday night with a Gather Round Spectacular down at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. We're going to play a little bit of Isaac Rankin very, very shortly. He dominated there. So good to have Eddie and the boys come over from Victoria, Noffy. It was superb.
Yeah, it was crazy. And one thing on coming over from Victoria, people tell me that the bins at the Adelaide Airport actually have Gather Round. So AFL, AFL have gone all out from all the branding, certainly got behind it, but... Yeah, I mean, people have travelled from all over the country.
So good.
Been through some things during the week. We've had Americans, and I think everyone's just jumping on board, just not from Australia. We're crossing the nation.
We're going everywhere, mate. We're going everywhere. So there was a game up in the Adelaide Hills yesterday at Mount Barker at the Summit. Absolutely gorgeous. And again, today as well, there's another one. Gold Coast take on the GWS Giants. Well, I thought we could have a bit of fun with this, because there would be a lot of, you know, different listeners here at Triple M this morning that have come from WA, New South Wales, Victoria, and they might, you know, find themselves at a bit of an ends meet. They might be here for another week. I thought we could list off a couple of our favourite destinations dotted around the state. No further than an hour and a half out of Adelaide. What are your thoughts there?
Well, people will probably pay us out because there's not too much border left. Over an hour and a half, but nothing beats good old Port Elliot.
You're heading down there. Yeah, okay.
Port Elliot, Horseshoe Bay.
Lovely.
Love a good donut or vanilla slice from the Port Elliot Bakery.
Now, I have been there a few times. Now, as good as the sweets are, the pasties there are superb.
Oh,
I think they outdo the Mips.
I thought you were going to say that something else beats.
No. The sweets are beautiful, don't get me wrong, but the pasties are insane.
You can't go past Yorktown Bakery.
Oh.
Have you been over to York?
Yeah,
which is a stunning spot as well.
Yep.
I mean, there's so many amazing beaches. We've got Marion Bay in this national park.
Beautiful,
so
isn't it?
If you're in a caravan or you're swagging along the coastline, York Peninsula is one to go to.
I'm going to head up the hills right now, and I reckon you could do the trifecta with this one. And not too far away, about 20 minutes out of the CBD, do the trifecta of the pubs there. Go to Bridgewater. And then go to Stirling, and then go to the Crafers on the way home. Just the three. You don't have to obviously have a drink at...
I was going to say, you got a driver or an Uber.
Well, if you're going to, you know, go down that way, make sure someone that you do it all responsibly. Well, I definitely would. But they are three of the great pubs going around our great state, and they're all dotted next to each other.
Oh, it's beautiful up there, and it's so great that footy gets taken up there. I think the whole community always gets around that local community feel, but the fact that, you know, the teams are going up, and it's been an absolute buzz. And I know last year it did so well, and, you know, they're just putting money and infrastructure into making these, you know, stadiums or facilities up in the country able to gather around. And we got 3 years or so. But I'm going down to the South Coast. I'm a bit of, you know, a South Coast girl.
Yeah.
Surf lifesaving, grew up down at Southport and things like that. But down by the Rabbit, beautiful place on a Saturday arvo, kid friendly. Got a little bus that, you know, you can go and eat some cheese and crackers and take the family. And then if you're coming home, drop past the Glenelg.
Glenelg.
absolutely pumping. Mm-hmm. Give a little shout out to the Bomdia Bowls down there. Sensational. But just so many cafes, yeah. Got the marina. And on that, I think every hotel room in the city and down in Glenelg, mm-hmm. I think there's
Stamford Grand,
yeah. Yep, all booked out. I mean, if you're coming back or you're still here, get around. There's so much to offer.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. Now, I'm heading up the sort of hills-ish, but Kaipo Forest is beautiful as well. You're speaking of families and, you know, load up the kids and all the bikes or whatever. You can go up there and have an absolute ball. And my last one as well, you talk about South Coast. You got to swing by Port Wellunga.
Stunning. The tree branches?
That's
not
it.
The tree branch.
There
yeah.
you go. Yeah.
Talk about Kaipo Forest. Yeah. Back in the day, my brother loves his drone. He's a pilot, so you know, likes to see what's up. He actually lost his $3,500 drone in Kaipo Forest, and thought he'd go back the next day and try and find it, and no drone to be found.
So the punters out there could go up to Kaipo Forest. There could be a drone there if you want.
Yep, absolutely. Maybe in the 1,000 trees that you might find it.
Crows Chat. How good it was. Tuesday night, Ebbs, the Gather Round Spectacular, hosted by Eddie McGuire. It had all the stars there. Joshua Shelley was there as well, the big fella. And then a whole heap of other AFL footballers, past players. There was giveaways with Mitsubishi Tritons. It had the works.
Oh, didn't it, Justin? Yeah, Ranks certainly stole the show and glad that he's one of ours.
So quickly on Ranks there, Noffy, did you know he had such a talent as well?
No, I think I had seen him play the guitar and he has done little short snippets on his story or whatnot, but you kind of think that's a hobby. I remember back in the day we had someone, Gemma McCormack, who's a premiership player with us, women's team, and they just had a hobby, you know, like just be at home and play the guitar and naturally you would hear them and you're like, you're actually all right. Mm. But when Ranks pulled out that full, I just like in awe.
Yeah,
like,
unbelievable.
What? Yeah, can you look at him play footy and you pinch yourself and you're like, what are you doing? Like typical Eddie Betts, like just don't know what he's going to do and what's going to happen. And you are in awe of that talent. And then he goes and does that on like a national stage.
Incredible.
Like epic.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, he covered the Phrase song sung and play guitar by the great Isaac Rankin. See, it's always happened, never hold.
To make your own. Oh, be my baby. Be my baby. I'll look after.
Crows Chat. Another show of Crows Chat completed here at Triple M. You can get us on Listener as well, LIST. And it's been Ebony Marinoff and Tomo. Ebs, you were absolutely superb in that. Well done.
Oh, and yourself?
Gather around today. What are you doing?
Nah. Oh, I was going to say, I'm done. Oh,
you're finished.
I think I'm finished. I think GWS and Gold Coast play today. So might chill out on the couch and watch that. But nah, it's been epic week. It honestly has. As a proud South Australian, I think we've put on an absolute show. I think last year, you know, we only had 3 months to plan, but yeah, the SA Tourism and the AFL, they've really certainly got behind Gather Round, and I can't wait to see what next year has to offer.
No doubt about that. All right, Crows fans, enjoy the rest of your day. Have a good one. See you. Bye.